for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Spring Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday morning, March the 31st, 2018. Jerry McGee is the speaker of this service, teaching on the fear of man.
How many of you can say you received a healing this week? Weekend. Put your hands up. Look at all the people that have been physically healed. You know, the purpose of deliverance is not just a fun and games thing. The purpose of deliverance is so that you can walk in victory and love Jesus more. That's the purpose of deliverance, so you can love the Lord more. There's people that have strongholds in their life, demonic strongholds. They want to change, but the devil has them bound. And the purpose of deliverance is to set people free so they can love Jesus more. Praise God. I'm thankful that I'm not the person I was 55 years ago. I praise God. Another thing I want to say is when I ask you to forgive your mother and father, I'm not telling you to blame your mother and father for anything, okay? You're taking accountability for the times that you let the sun go down on your anger. The reason is when a parent violates the word of God in training up a child, there's an automatic anger issue. Scripture to prove that. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So if a parent doesn't bring a child up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, he provokes them to anger in varying degrees, depending on how he trained them up. You know, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. Train up a child in the way he should not go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. So those things have to be broken. So when I ask you to forgive your mom and dad, it's not to blame your mom and dad, because they had a mom and dad that probably was dysfunctional too. But most of you grew up in a dysfunctional family. And so the way we grow up is really our foundation. And those of you, a few of you probably can say you had good parents, but very few of you. I mean, well, but put your hands up. How many of you had really good parents? Okay, that's about 10 of you, right? Out of this whole group? I didn't count them, but it looked up like about 10. But that's not what I'm going to teach them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne, and I die to myself, Lord, so that your manifested presence can come forth and bring life to each of those who hear. Lord, we thank you and praise you that for rivers of living water, I pray they'll come forth from our innermost being. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that your word go forth like a fire and like a hammer that breaks rock. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that the eyes of every heart be enlightened, that each person know what is the hope of their calling, what is the height, width, length, and depth of your love toward them. Father, I thank you and praise you for all the healings that have taken place this weekend. Father, we just praise you that you are a healing Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that when demons leave, healing comes. Thank you, Lord, when healing comes, demons leave. We give you the praise. And, Lord, we thank you and praise you that you are the victory, that you overcame Satan at Calvary. Thank you for the name of Jesus, that's a name, that name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, those in heaven and earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And so, Father, we ask you to remind us in Jesus' name that you are the authority, and for us to be an authority, we have to be under authority. And, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your word that's forever settled in heaven. You watch over your word to perform it. The leaf withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And, Lord, we want to live for your word, for you. You are the word, Lord Jesus. We lift up Jesus in Jesus' name. We just praise you, Lord. And we thank you that we've been raised to sit with you, Lord, in heavenly places far above principalities and powers. And we just bind you, Satan, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, wicked spirits in heavenly places. We bind you in the heavenly places and on this earth. We forbid you to work with, communicate with, make contact with anyone on this earth or in the heavenly places to work divination against us or this meeting in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just declare a healing to come upon every life. Lord, we thank you for healing Callie. We just break the power of sickness over Callie. We break the power of sickness, infirmity, disease, pain has to go in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Well, the title of this message is Fear of Man. You know, when you fear man, you're going to fear everything. What comes with fear of man is fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of not being loved, fear of not being liked, fear of being disapproved of, fear of confrontation, fear of saying no. It goes on and on. Multitudes of fear goes with fear of man. And so when the Bible refers to fear of man, it should be understood that fear of man is to, it means to have more concern and regard for mankind than it does have concern and regard for God. Proverbs 29 verse 25 says, the fear of man brings a snare, which means a noose to catch an animal in. It means a trap, a pit. So the fear of man brings a snare. So if you fear man, you're snared in whatever area you fear. But those who put their trust in the Lord are safe. New American Standard Bible says, the fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord will be exalted. So when you have fear of man, you're trusting in man, you're not trusting in the Lord. You're actually under a curse. Jeremiah 17:5 says, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his arm. And so it's important that we understand that the danger of the fear of man keeps me from fulfilling the purpose or the reason why God created me. It keeps me from fulfilling his purpose in my life. You know, fear of man can come in. You know, you can beat a dog until he cowers around. So a lot of times it comes in childhood when you were beaten or sexually molested or abused, or it comes in through parents that fear man, because the generational curse is the sins of the parents passed on to the children, to the third and fourth generation. It can come in through having a Jezebel, Ahab, mom and dad. You know, wherever there's a Jezebel, there's an Ahab. The Jezebel's always the controller. Men can be the controllers and women can be the controllers. It's put off on women that have Jezebel spirits, but a good example of a Jezebel spirit in men would be Archie Bunker on All in the Family. Edith was a perfect example of someone with an Ahab spirit. A person with an Ahab spirit is under a curse. But also, he has fear of man. So it comes in through sexual abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, rejection. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, and I'll lead you in some repentance. But fear of God is that awesome reverence for the Lord deriving from being sensitive to his glorious power, his presence, his awesomeness, his majesty, resulting in obedience, honor, and respect of God. That's what fear of God means, fear of the Lord. Job 28:28 tells us what the fear of the Lord is. It says, and to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. You know, we need understanding, because understanding is the truth that sets me free. In John 8:32, Jesus said, if you abide in my word, that means you need to be in God's word and obey it, stay under the authority of God's word. If you abide in my word, you're truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's understanding. In Hosea chapter 4, it says the people without understanding are ruined. I think the first part of that chapter says harlotry, wine, and new wine take away the understanding. Spiritual adultery takes away the understanding. That's what that means. If you look at the body of Christ today, there's very little discernment in the body of Christ. If it's not in the Word of God, it's not of God. And so God tells us to be sober and alert for the purpose of prayer. And so it's, and the man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil, that is understanding. I want wisdom. God is all wisdom, and we lack it. We need God's wisdom. We need his discernment to be able to know what the difference between the holy and the profane, the evil and good. And so here's just a few benefits of fearing the Lord. There's a scripture, and I didn't write it down because I can't change it on my iPad, but there's one that says, the fear of the Lord is riches, honor, and life. Deuteronomy 28 says, because of disobedience to the voice of God, you're under, and it names about probably close to 60 curses. Proverbs 26:2 says, a curse without a cause cannot light. So there always has to be a cause for the curse. But it says in Deuteronomy 28 that if you're under the curse, that you'll run when no one's chasing you. It says that the enemy will come against you one way and you're going to scatter seven ways. The blessing is the enemy comes against you one way and the enemy flees seven times. Are you running from the enemy or is he running from you? And so, and you know, the scripture says, and I don't know what where the scripture is because I hadn't planned to use this because anyway, it says that the godly, it's in Proverbs, says the godly are as bold as a lion. So a person with fear of man is timid, has timidity. Fear is speaking up. Fear is telling you what he really thinks. So you really can't trust anything anyone has a fear of man because they're going to tell you what you want to hear. I'd rather you tell me to go to than tell me what I want to hear. I mean, I want to hear what God says. And I thank God, my grandson and I were talking about this one day. I thank God that he's given me a desire to like for him to show me what's wrong with me. I'm always asking him. And it's not because I live or walk around in condemnation at all. I'm not doing it for that reason. I just want to know because I want to get freer and freer and freer. Every time he yells me to have the truth, I'm free in that particular area. Deuteronomy 11:25 says, and this is another benefit of fearing the Lord, no man will be able to stand against you. For the Lord your God will lay the dread of you and the fear of you on all the land on which you set foot, as he has spoken to you. So the enemy is going to be afraid of you. Proverbs 15:16 says, better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great turmoil and treasure with it. So you can say if you don't have the fear of the Lord, you live in turmoil. Confusion, confounding. Proverbs 19 verse 2 says, the fear of the Lord leads to life so that one may sleep satisfied, untouched by evil. If you have a problem sleeping, there's lots of reasons why you might have insomnia. And that's one of them, the lack of the fear of the Lord. Because when you trust in the Lord, you're not afraid of anything. God, did you know that God wants to totally set you free of every spirit of fear?
Thank you, Lord.
He does not want you to have anything that makes you afraid. He doesn't want you to have anything that makes you angry. He doesn't want you to be depressed. That's a demon. Discouragement, depression, despair, hopelessness, that's all demonic. Those are demonic spirits. And without repentance, you're not going to get delivered. And like Nikki said, without living under the authority of God, you have no authority over demons. That's absolutely right. And to be an authority, you have to be under authority. Proverbs, I already read that one. A person who, I already said that. And so God has a warning for us. In Isaiah 5:17 says, listen to me, you who know righteousness. So it's talking to a believer. A people in whose heart is my law, you know, God's word. Do not fear the reproach or the shame of man, nor be dismayed at his revelings, which means to be assaulted with abusive words. Are you listening to abusive words, money, through Friday, through Sunday, 24/7, you're listening to words, voices. That's demonic. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they'll obey me and they'll not follow the voice of a stranger. The voice of a stranger is the voice of another. And the voice of another is any voice that contradicts the Word of God. So God wants us to listen to His Word. Now, if you don't know God's Word, you don't know if the devil's talking to you or God's talking to you. God will never tell you anything that contradicts His Word. Ezekiel 2, verse 6 says, "And you, son of man, neither fear men, fear them, nor fear their words. Though thorns and thistles are with you, and you sit on scorpions, neither fear their words, nor be dismayed at their presence, for they are a rebellious house." And Jesus said in Matthew 10, "Do not fear those who can kill the body, but fear me, because I can put your body and your soul in hell." And I'm paraphrasing, let me just read it exactly. "Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear Him, God, who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." That's who we should be living for. We should be living for eternity, not for this temporal value system down here. That's a prayer I've prayed for since I've been a Christian. "Lord, teach me to number my days that I might present to you a heart of wisdom." Lord, I'm living for eternity, not for down here. Not that I haven't been involved in the down here. I'm overcoming the down here. And so, a person who fears man more than he fears God, and I'm just going to name some things. If you allow someone to control you, they will redefine who you are. I lost a dear friend, probably one of the dearest friends I've ever had. For 30 years, she was my friend. But she never overcame the fear of man. It was almost like fear of man was blackmailing her that if her husband found out about her past, he would reject her. So she lived being blackmailed by the devil. This woman would wear a Bible out about every 6 months. She'd have to have a new Bible. She was full of the Word of God. And she should have been preaching the gospel. Many times I invited her to come to Lake Hamilton or some of the meetings I came to, but she never could because she feared man. She always feared what her husband would think. Not that God doesn't want us to submit to authority, but God doesn't want us to obey demons in anybody. Because that's the voice of a stranger. But we certainly better obey authority. We better be under godly authority. You know what? I'm thankful the Lord taught me some years ago the difference, because I used to do things in my marriage that violated my conscience because I wanted to be a submissive wife. And then God taught me, He gave me a conscience because He wants me to know the difference between His voice and the voice of a stranger. And He taught me a long time ago that I don't have to obey the voice of a stranger. But if a two-year-old, that little, Hannah's not 2 years old, little Dan's little daughter and Crystal's little daughter, but if she spoke God to me, I wouldn't dare not listen to the voice of God in a little child. But praise God, we don't have to listen to the voice of demons. And it's a demon's voice if it contradicts the Word of God. So I'm praise God, and I had lots of years where I really sought that out. God, I don't want to be a rebellious wife. I remember my husband was an extreme perfectionist. I mean, if you moved a chair from the carpet, he'd be down smoothing it out. If you pulled a clothes hanger out and they all got tangled up, you understand what I'm saying? He had all the clothes hangers lined just like this. And I remember one day going to my utility room, and I just I'm out here wanting to snatch and grab and jerk. I grabbed it and jerked it out, and it kind of left them all messed up. And I went upstairs, and the Lord said, "You need to go back and fix that." And I did. And I mean, that's extreme how I was trying to be obedient, but I was always accused of not being obedient. But I was really trying. And so, in fact, it was like I was, I know it's hard for you to believe I was controlled, but I was very controlled. Anyway, it took a while for the God to break that thing in me that caused me to, because my first husband left me for his secretary, so I didn't want another divorce. It was so humiliating, because if I'd have had a choice between being divorced and blow my brains out, I'd have said, "Shoot me." Then one day I said, "Well, Lord, if you're not going to kill him. You're not going to kill me. Kill him." Can I tell you, he's still alive today, and he reads his Bible. Praise God. Amen. And we're still friends. But so when I married the second time, I did not want to be humiliated with a divorce. Let me tell you, prior to that, I was teaching the Sunday school, and I was so self-righteous because these preachers would let all these married, these deacons smoke on the parking lot, and he let all the people that had been divorced teach Sunday school, and I was so self-righteous. I cannot believe that this pastor is letting these divorced people teach, and I can't believe he's letting these people smoke on the parking lot. How many of you know when you judge others, you get judged? When I pastored a church in Lindale, I had to put a bucket in the front for all the smokers. See, it all came back. Carla says this, when you judge somebody, you're writing a purchase order for the very thing to come to your house. And it's true. You judge, you're going to be judged. By your standard of measure, it's going to be measured back. And so a person, but back to my friend who had fear of man, she should have been teaching the Word of God. She was about 2-3 years younger than me, but this woman was powerful. She was a powerful prayer warrior, powerful woman of God. But you know what? Because her daughter said to her, Mom, you've let Dad redefine who you are. She began bearing his image, and she died before her time. And I'm not saying this woman loved God with her whole heart, but she never could overcome fear of man. It snared her life. In fact, when I originally taught this message, she did go with me to a meeting in Houston, and this message was put together especially for her. But she never would listen to that. And so when you allow somebody to control you, you become conformed into their image instead of the image of Christ. That's why sometimes, of course, when people are married, they're one flesh, so they're going to look alike. But especially if one controls the other, they're bearing the image of the one that's controlling them. A person who fears man more than he fears God will follow the voice of a stranger rather than God's voice. He'll miss what God put him here for. You know, God, when God created you, he had a plan for you. He knew exactly what he wanted you to do on this earth. Most people, 99.9% people who live on this earth, never fulfill what God put them here for. That is the worst thing that it could happen to anybody, in my opinion. That's the worst thing. That is something that I would, of anything I desire in my life, I desire that me and my children and my descendants fulfill God's purpose for them. And it's not to live temporally, it's to live eternally. Not that they do. They're godly. I thank God for that. My little granddaughter she's 30 years old, and I prayed for her for 46 years. So 16 years before she was ever conceived, I asked God to give me a granddaughter that was created for his praise and for his glory and his honor. Well, she resisted. Her whole life I told her, you were created for God. Well, that got to where it kind of irritated her, and she resisted it. And then her husband was killed. He was a Marine captain. He flew F-18 Hornets, and his plane went down south of Japan last December, and she was pregnant, 7 months pregnant with her little girl, and had a 4-year-old boy. And that grief and that sadness and that sorrow, God has used that to push her into her destiny, because now these Marine groups are inviting her to speak, and she's preaching the gospel, and she's going to be speaking in New York City here in April, and the Secretary of Defense is going to be there, and the Commandant of all Marines, and I don't know who else. And I'm seeing prayers, and she's still a work in progress, but I'm seeing God use this grief and sorrow to push her into her destiny. Praise God. And so I want with all my heart, my greatest desire, if I could say, Jerry, what is your greatest desire on this earth? I tell you that I be what God created me to be, and my kids would be, and my descendants. I don't want any more ungodly seed in my bloodline. I had one son that had lived a homosexual lifestyle and died in 1989. And 20 years I prayed, God, do whatever it takes to save his soul, but just don't let him go to hell. Well, he's in heaven right now. But after what I went through with him, I used to pray, Lord, I don't want any more ungodly seed in my bloodline. And I'm thankful that my grandkids and my son love the Lord. I'm thankful. A person with fear of man follows man's rules instead of God's rules, which is his word. And let me tell you something. If you don't know His word, how are you going to follow His rules?
Come on.
And I just break the power of the demons that block us from the word of God.
Yes, Mom.
A person that has feared man more than he fears God, he lives a tormented life. Confusion, confounding, mixed up, bound. A person who fears man more than he fears God is a compromiser, double-minded, unstable in all of his ways. He's a people pleaser. You can't believe what he says because he's going to tell you exactly what you want to hear. He'll tell you he'll do something and never do it. Or maybe he will do it, but a lot of times they won't. A person who is fears man more than God, he'll disavow Christ when pressure comes. You know, there's a day coming, and you see all the fight, you know, people fighting in the political, the Democrats, the Republicans. You know, it's getting to where it's not a Democrat or Republican, it's evil or good. Because I'm telling you, there's so much evil there because these people that are fighting what's right here in this country are trying to push us toward a one-world government. And when that time comes, if you don't take the mark and renounce Christ, you'll be beheaded or killed or whatever. If you fear man, what are you going to do when there's a firing squad that says if you don't renounce Christ, you're going to die? You see what I'm saying? I used to tell my friend, if you're going to fear man, what are you going to do when there's a firing squad? If you fear this little man that's on this earth, what are you going to do if you are facing a firing squad? Something else a person would fear a man, and this is what happened to her, and I'm not saying it criticizing her because she knew the Bible back and forth, inside and out. I forgot what I was going to say. The Lord bring it back if it's important. But a person who fears man will disavow Christ, and the time is coming when we'll be required to take a mark of the beast, which we can't buy or sell if we don't take it. So if you can't get over fear of man here, what are you going to do in the end times when you're told if you don't renounce Christ and take this mark, you won't be able to buy or sell, or you'll be killed? And the Bible says if you take that mark, you will go to hell for sure. So you see the dangers of fear of man, that we have to overcome fear of man. God wants you to be bold. And you know, I was so haughty, so arrogant at one time that I thought I was so bold because it was so good. Hey, a lot of mine was just pride. But God says that the godly are as bold as a lion. So we don't want to throw that scripture out, but we want to make sure we're not doing it in our flesh or in pride. A person who fears man more than he fears God will have a fear of death, which subjects him to slavery his whole life. In Galatians it says, God calls you to freedom in Galatians 5:1. Don't receive again a yoke of bondage. Another place it says, don't be a slave of men. In Hebrews chapter 2 it says, Christ delivered us from the fear of death that has subjected us to slavery our whole life. There's a fear of dying physically and there's a fear of dying flesh. Some of you might be fearful that if you give up your life and you die to the flesh, God's going to make you do something that's going to make you miserable. It's not true. It's only when happiness comes. Mm-hmm. So there's a fear of death, fear of dying to your flesh, or a fear of physical death. Another thing, too, if your parents contemplated in aborting you, you can have a fear of being killed. Or if they try to abort you, you can have a fear of being killed. People who fear man more than they fear God, they seek man's approval over God's approval. God tells us not to seek the approval of man, but to seek God's approval. God being happy with me is more important than someone else being happy with me. And it's sad when you lose people, you lose friends. You know, I've discovered the narrow way is single file. You want to go God's way. When you're a fence riding Christian, nobody ever says anything to you. But when you want to come all out for God and be what you call radical, my mother used to say, Jerry, everything you do, you go to extreme with it. I hope God thinks I've gone to extreme.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Seek man's approval over God's approval. A person who fears man more than God, he lives after his flesh, and he also lives after the flesh of others. You know, years ago, I thought, you know, the scripture says if you live after the flesh, you're going to die. And so I used to think, you know what? I like my flesh more than someone else's flesh. I'm not living for somebody else's flesh. And I don't want to live for mine either. But if we live after the flesh, the Bible says we'll die. A person who fears man more than he fears God, he trusts in man more than he trusts in God. He cannot please God. The Bible says that if you live after the flesh, you cannot please God. You can't please God in man. A person who fears man more than God, he's a person that is controlled. And this could be one of the roots to neck problems, wearing the wrong yoke. Matthew 11, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble, and you shall find rest for your soul." So you might have the wrong yoke on your neck. A person that fears man more than he fears God, he'll not speak the truth in love. He's going to tell you what you want to hear. He's a chameleon. You know what chameleon is? One of those little lizards that you put him on a tree trunk and he turns brown. You put him on a leaf, he turns green. You put him on something red, he turns red. Are you a chameleon? You change with every wind of doctrine. Can people blow you either way they want to? I used to tell my son when he was about 12, he'd say, "Mom, can I do this?" And I'd say, "No, son." He'd say, "Mom, you just don't trust me." I said, "Honey, I trust you, but you're just a little twig, and one of these days you'll be a strong oak tree. Right now, the wind can blow you over. But one of these days, you'll be a strong oak tree and nobody can blow you over." And I can tell you, he's a strong oak tree. Thank you, Jesus. A person who fears man more than fears God, he'll miss his destiny. He'll miss the purpose of his creation. He's paralyzed by fear and will live a defeated life, not be an overcomer. Conformed into the image of the controller rather than being conformed into the image of Christ. Walks in fear, not faith. Did you know that fear is faith in what the devil tells you? Faith is faith in what God tells you. He doesn't walk by it. In faith, the Bible says the just shall live by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. A person that fears man more than God can be blown away and he can be blown whichever direction by every wind of doctrine. Is not trustworthy. Is not walking in truth, the truth that sets him free, stays in bondage, is a performer, and jumps to the hoops of every person who comes into his life. That's a person with the fear of man. Do you have the fear of man or do you have the fear of God? God wants to deliver us. He wants to infuse us with strength, his strength. And you know, I shared this in the message, on dying to self, the secret to God's manifested power. If when we die to self, then the life of Christ is manifested through us. It says, "So death works in us, but life in you." The scripture says that when we die to ourself, the life of Christ is made visible and actual in our life. So it's the character and nature of Jesus that comes through. It's his love, his joy, his peace, his long-suffering, his gentleness, his goodness, his faith, his meekness, his self-control. His character and nature is produced in us when we die to ourselves. And God gives us a measure of faith. It takes a measure of faith to yield to a God you think is going to be abusive like your mother and father. It takes a measure of faith, but with that measure of faith, if we yield to God and die to ourselves, then his character and nature is produced. And you may feel like you're inadequate. You may feel like you're not smart enough, don't have all the tools, not with the program. You might feel inferior. But let me tell you something. All we have to do is die to ourselves, and the life of Christ comes through. Is he enough?
Yes, he is.
He's enough. He's everything you and I will never be. You know, I used to think that God, you know, you try to love. I'm going to love that person if it kills me, and it just about would. I'm going to have joy. Try to drum it up. All you have to do is die to yourself. Don't mean go out and commit suicide. But whenever we have that measure of faith to yield to God, then love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith is produced. His faith, that's what it means to live by the faith of the Son of God. A person that fears man more than God, he's plagued with all kinds of fears, and I've already mentioned those. Multitudes of fears. Doesn't deal with his issues, he sweeps things under the rug. And this was what my friend would do. Rather than confront the issue, speak the truth in love, she would sweep all of her pain under the rug.
And you know, if you're a person that stuffs your emotions and you don't speak the truth in love and you don't deal with your stuff, you're sweeping it under the rug. And when you do that, it becomes a festering sore. If you sweep things under the rug, you are not overcoming anything. And it'll end up, Dr. Deborah will tell you that bitterness and all that you sweep under the rug will end up killing you because it will become a festering sore. She died with cancer all over her body. And please know I'm not condemning this godly woman, but I'm giving you an example, the best example I can think of. So doesn't deal with issues. Is a follower and not a leader. Is overcome rather than being an overcomer. There's so many promises in God's word to the overcomer. Is spineless. A person who has fear of man is spineless. Has an Ahab spirit. You know, if he's a man, he'll let his wife control him. And he'll be, he won't be the spiritual leader. He won't be the leader of the home. Now let me just tell you, husbands, God wants you to be the leader of the home, the spiritual leader. He wants you to love your little wife as Christ loves the church. Lay down your life for her. You know, Christ laid down the life, his life for us. So God wants you as husbands to lay down your life for your wife, and wife, he wants you to honor and respect your husband. But let me tell you something, husbands, if you're an Ahab and you are letting her control things, she has no respect for you. And I have observed this. I don't know what it is about women. Women will do whatever they can to get their way, and then if the man gives them their way every time, they end up hating him. Now, I'm not telling your husbands to abuse your wife. I'm saying lay down your life for your wife. That means you have to live a selfless life to love her like Christ loves the church. And wives, you have to honor and respect your husband. So, be a spiritual leader. A person with the fear of man more than he fears God will cave in with the least pressure. Peter and John were examples of two disciples that didn't cave in. In the book of Acts, the Pharisee says, you can't teach. You can teach, but you can't teach and use the name of Jesus. And they said, we must obey God rather than men. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was another example when King Nebuchadnezzar made this golden image and said, if you don't bow down to this golden image, I'm going to put you in this fiery furnace. And they said, oh God, oh King, we can't do this thing. And so they were thrown in the fiery furnace. You know the story in Daniel, I think it's Daniel 3 or 4, they were thrown into the fiery furnace. And there was four men. There was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but the king saw four men in there. And the fourth man was Jesus. And he said, oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come out of there. They didn't even smell like smoke. Now, if they had cowed down to him, they would have ended up going to hell. But they were willing to go into a fiery furnace. And we have to be willing to go into a fiery furnace if that's what it takes. We have to determine that we are going to obey God regardless. Acts 4:18 says, and when they had summoned them, this is Peter and John, they commanded them, not the Pharisees, commanded them not to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to him, whatever is right in the sight of God, to heed you rather than heed God, you be the judge. For we cannot stop speaking what we have been seen and heard. We cannot stop speaking what we've seen and heard. A person who fears man more than he fears God is a slave to man rather than being a slave of God. He cares more about what people think than what God thinks. Is in great bondage. 1 Timothy 5:20-22 says, them that sin rebuke before the presence of all. So they'll tell you what you want to hear. Them that sin rebuke in the presence of all, that others also may fear. I charge thee before God and before the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe these things without preferring one another. I'm sorry, without preferring one before another. In other words, don't show partiality. Doing nothing by partiality, lay aside suddenly, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partakers of others' sins. Keep yourself pure. Proverbs 27, verse 5 and 6 says, open rebuke is better than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of the enemy are deceitful. So it's better to openly rebuke someone than love them in secret. A person that fears man more than he fears God will blow whichever way the wind blows. Unreliable. Is a prey to the enemy. Proverbs says trusting in a person with the fear of man is like running on a sore foot or chewing on a sore tooth. Paraphrase. It also says it's like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes. Trusting somebody that's unreliable. A person who fears man more than he fears God will not stand up for righteousness. Really, that won't stand up for anything. Is under a curse, and he runs when no one's chasing him. Leviticus says in a curse in Leviticus 26 says the sound of a driven leaf on a tree, rattling on a tree, will make him run when no one's chasing him. He has a shakable face rather than unshakable. Does not have an eternal perspective, but a temporal mindset. Because if we're living for eternity, we're going to be thinking about what God thinks. Is a people pleaser. He's selfishly trying to protect his own neck to appease his idol of you've got to accept me. See, rejection is behind this. You got to accept me. He's ineffective in his service to God and obedience to God's will. He's rebellious and a practicing idolater, loving man more than he loves God, loving acceptance more than he loves God. The enemy makes his back a sidewalk, and God rebukes a people. In Isaiah 51, verse 23 says, and I will put into the hands of your tormentors who have said to you, lie down and I'll make your back, I'll walk over you. You have made your back like a sidewalk, like the ground, and like the street for those who walk on it. And that's a picture of a person that's just a doormat. Just lay down and let the enemy make your back a sidewalk. And lastly, he's a coward. Revelation 21:7 says, he who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. And there's many scriptures on overcomes. Look up those words. I'm not reading them all. Revelation 21:8 says, but for the cowardly and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the sexually immoral persons and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all who love and practice lying, no part, let's see, and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And earlier I mentioned some of the ways that fear of man comes in. You know, if a child is not nurtured and loved properly, trained up properly, abused physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, are abused in any way, it causes them to cow down in some areas. Through rejection, through being an illegitimate child, every child conceived illegitimately has a root of rejection. And usually what always goes with that is fear of man. I gotta please people. I gotta earn my right to be here. But praise God, Jesus died that these curses can be broken, but we have to appropriate. You know, if somebody puts $1 million in your bank account and you don't write a check on it, it doesn't do you any good. Right? But so Jesus didn't work for us and put $1 million in our bank account, but we have to appropriate what he did for us. It comes in through domineering parents, angry parents, raging parents, controlling parents. Jezebel, Ahab, mama's a Jezebel, daddy's a Jezebel, and Ahab, controlling parents. A person's trained up to be fearful of man through being fearful of his mom and dad, fear of authority. Verbal abuse, I already shared that. Also generational curses, it can come down generational. If you have African American, if you're an African American, it can come down through slavery and how your forefathers were abused by slave owners. And so for us to be delivered, we have to be determined to be willing to repent of this evil lifestyle and be willing to determine that whatever we have to go through, we're going to obey God rather than man. If it means death, if it means life, if it means prison, whatever it means, we have to be willing to do what God tells us to do. And so this requires us to be willing to give up our life, die to ourselves, be willing to go into a fiery furnace like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whatever that kind of furnace means, or we have to suffer the consequences. So why don't you stand up and let's ask the Lord to show you everything you need to repent of. Because God wants to break the fear of man off you today. How did you grow up? What kind of family did you grow up in? Were you given confidence or were you made to be timid? Or maybe you grew up good, but your forefathers had fear of man. Lord, search my heart. Pray with me. Test my thoughts. Show me everything that I need to repent of and lead me in the path of everlasting life. And then after you repent of everything, ask God. You know, if you confess your sin, God says He's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. So just confess your sin, tell Him you're sorry, and ask Him to build His strength in you. When you die to yourself, you have His strength. But you have to die. That's your part. God won't do your part for you. But if you do your part, He'll do His part, and you'll have everything you need to accomplish everything He wants. And just sit down when you're through. But don't sit down until you're through. Maybe fear came in through your mother's boyfriends or your daddy's girlfriends or your stepmothers or your stepfathers. They're being sold into prostitution. I have a friend that was sold when she was 12 years old. She was sold to pornographers, and then when she was 14, she was sold to pornographers. Father, I ask you to forgive me for fear of man that has ensnared my life. Forgive me for being more concerned and having more regard for mankind than I have more concern and regard for you. Lord, I've been snared by the fear of man. I want to be safe. I want to trust in you. Forgive me for not trusting in you. Forgive me for being afraid of mankind. Lord, forgive me for being defeated and overcome. Forgive me for letting people control me, redefine who I am. Forgive me for letting other people conform me into their image instead of into your image. Forgive me for not having the fear of God, awesome reverence for you. Forgive me for not being sensitive to your glorious, holy, magnificent person, resulting in respect and obedience. Forgive me for not having the fear of God that brings wisdom. Lord, I choose to depart from evil. I thank you for the truth that sets me free. Lord, I ask you to break the curse off me that would cause the enemy to come against me one way and me to scatter seven ways. Forgive me for being so afraid that I've been running from the enemy, and rather than knowing the enemy is afraid of me, when I operate under your authority. God, forgive me for not realizing that it's better to live with the fear of God than great treasure and turmoil with it. God, forgive me for not having the fear of the Lord that leads to life so that I can sleep satisfied, untouched by evil. Forgive me for fearing everything. Forgive me for fear of failure, fear of disappointment, fear of not being loved. Pray with me. Fear of not being liked. Forgive me for fear of saying no. Forgive me for being a doormat. Forgive me for letting everyone control me. Forgive me for being like a chameleon. Forgive me for not listening to you. forgive me for being dismayed and fearing the reproach of man, fearing your abusive speech. Forgive me for fearing the words of others, fear that they'll damn me. Forgive me for fearing a man who can kill the body but not fear you, who can destroy the soul and the body in hell. Forgive me for letting other people redefine who I am and being conformed into the image of other people rather than your image. Forgive me for following the voice of a stranger. God, forgive me for missing what you put me here for. Lord, today is a new day. I want to stand before you and have you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Forgive me for following man's rule. Forgive me for not reading the word of God. Forgive me for not knowing what your word says. Forgive me for living a tormented life. Forgive me for being a compromiser, double-minded, unstable in all my ways. Forgive me for caving in when there's danger. Forgive me for being a person that would cave in front of a firing squad or cave in if I was to be put in prison or compromise or renounce you. Lord, I ask you to, wherever I have a weak place in me, strengthen it now. Father, I ask you to move with your mighty power upon every life and give strength and boldness to each person. Forgive me for timidity, Lord. Forgive me for fearing death that has subjected me to slavery my whole life. Forgive me for receiving a yoke of bondage again after you set me free. Forgive me for seeking man's approval rather than God's approval. Lord, forgive me for living after my flesh and the flesh of others. Forgive me for trusting in man more than I've trusted in you. Lord, I haven't been able to please you because I've been a man pleaser. Lord, forgive me for being controlled. I take off every yoke of my neck, off my neck, and Lord, I come under the yoke of Jesus. You said it's light and easy, and I find rest for my soul. I command all pain in the neck to go, all no neck problems. I take the sword of the Spirit, and I cut yokes of bondage off of every person's neck in Jesus' name. Forgive me for not speaking the truth in love. Forgive me for telling people what they want to hear rather than what you want me to say. God, forgive me that I haven't been fulfilling your purpose in my life of what you put me here for. Forgive me for being paralyzed by fear and living a defeated life when you said that I always triumph in Jesus' name, that I'm more than a conqueror through him that loved me, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Forgive me for being conformed into the image of the controller rather than into your image. Forgive me for being timid. Forgive me for walking in unbelief and doubt and not walking in faith. Forgive me that I've been a person that can be blown around by every wind of doctrine. Forgive me for being untrustworthy. God, forgive me for not walking in the truth that sets people free. Forgive me for not abiding in your word. Forgive me for not having understanding. God, forgive me for being a performer, jumping through everybody's hoops. Forgive me, Lord. Lord, I don't want to jump through anybody's hoops. Forgive me for living the life of the controller rather than living the life you have for me. Forgive me for fear of abandonment, fear of not being loved, fear of not being lied, fear of speaking the truth in love, fear of saying no. God, forgive me for fear that I'll be left or deserted or rejected or fear of failure, fear of confrontation. Forgive me, Lord, for all these fears. Forgive me for sweeping everything under the rug because of fear, not dealing with my bitterness, my anger, my hostility that's festering in my heart, that's making my body sick. Forgive me, Lord, for being a follower and not being a leader. Forgive me for being spineless. Forgive me for having an Ahab spirit. Forgive me for being a controller. If I'm the controller, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for caving in under pressure. Forgive me for being a slave of man. Forgive me for caring about people more than I care what you think, God. I ask you to deliver me from this bondage that would cause me to kowtow to man rather than to worship you and honor you. Forgive me for telling people what they want to hear. Forgive me for being a people pleaser. Forgive me for not rebuke those that are in sin, Lord. You said open rebuke is better than love that's hidden. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Forgive me for falling after man's rules rather than your rules. Remove the torment, Lord. Forgive me for being a compromiser, double-minded, unstable. Lord, I ask you to infuse strength in me so that I could stand before a firing squad if I had to and not renounce you. Forgive me for fearing death more than for the fear of death, fear of dying to my flesh, fear of dying or being killed. Move the spirit of slavery, Lord. Forgive me for seeking man's approval over your approval. Forgive me for not speaking the truth in love. I think I've said these before. Forgive me for being paralyzed by fear. Letting myself be conformed into the image of another person instead of you. Forgive me for timidity. Forgive me for not being trustworthy. Forgive me for not walking in the truth, loving the truth. Give me a love of the truth. Forgive me for being a performer, jumping through the hoops of every person. Forgive me for fears of failure. I already said those, I'm sorry. Forgive me for sweeping things under the rug, being a follower, not a leader. Forgive me for telling people what they want to hear rather than what you want me to say. Forgive me for trusting man more than I trust you. Forgive me for being a person that can be blown around by every wind of doctrine. Forgive me for being a chameleon. Forgive me for putting my trust in unfaithful people, which has caused me to have sore feet and smoke to the eyes, vinegar to the teeth, and a sore tooth. And running on a sore foot because I put my confidence in man. Forgive me for putting my trust in man, which would cause me to... And forgive me for making flesh my arm. Forgive me for not standing up for righteousness. Lord, I ask you to break every curse off me. Forgive me for running when no one's chasing me. The sound of a driven leaf makes me run when no one's chasing. Forgive me that my faith is unshakable. Forgive me for not having an eternal perspective. Forgive me for being a people pleaser, being wishy-washy, being selfish, trying to save my own neck, and forgive me for trying to appease my idol of you've got to accept me. Forgive me for being ineffective in service to you, disobedient, rebellious, an idolater. Forgive me for idolatry. Forgive me for laying down and letting my enemy make my back a sidewalk. Forgive me for being a doormat. Forgive me for being rebellious to true authority. Forgive me for not submitting under godly authority. Forgive me for being a coward. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I present my body to you as a living sacrifice. I offer up to you my members as instruments of righteousness. I give you my will, that your will might prevail. I forgive my parents that I grew up in a dysfunctional family. I forgive my forefathers. Forgive me for letting the sun go down on my anger. I forgive my parents for rejecting me. Rejection in the womb. I forgive my parents for being domineering, angry, raging, controlling. Ahab, Jezebel, for emotional abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, sexual abuse. Not training me up in the way I should go, training me up in the way I should not go. Thank you, Lord, that you discipline me to correct those things mom and dad did wrong. Your discipline is to correct and realign me with the Word of God. I pull out all those arrows of evil words that were spoken over every person. I break every word of death, word of iniquity, curse, assignment. Lord, I forgive those that have enslaved and abused my forefathers, made them kowtow, made slaves out of them. Pray with me. I take accountability for whatever happened to me and the loins of my forefathers all the way back to Adam and Eve. of fearing man, being subjected to man rather than God. I ask you to start with Adam and Eve and let your cleansing blood flow down through the bloodline, washing away any ground Satan's had in my life through fear of man. In Jesus' name. And Lord, this day I determine to obey you. I determine to speak the truth in love, regardless of the consequences. I choose to die to myself. And Lord, I choose, if it glorify you the most, for me to go into a fiery furnace, so be it. The devil, you can't put me there. In Jesus' name. Forgive me for not wanting to be willing to give up my life. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, pray with me. I break soul ties with everyone I've controlled, everyone who's controlled me. I break soul ties with my mother, father, forefathers, all the people that abused them. I sever every cord of control linking their souls to mine. I call back my soul and human spirit back from them. We're not doing the Holy Spirit. It's the human spirit that was born in your body. Send back your soul and human spirit back to those, wherever God sends it. Call back my soul and human spirit back from the people that have abused me or my forefathers. In Jesus' name, and I exchange their image for the image of Christ. In Jesus' name. Now every demonic spirit that came in of fear of man, you have to go now. In Jesus' name. I bind the strong man over every life. In Jesus' name. I command you, Satan, to let him go. In Jesus' name. I break the power of fear of man, fear of failure, fear of not being loved or liked, fear of disapproval, fear of rejection, fear of not being accepted. I break the power of fear of saying no. I break the power of the doormat spirit, of being a doormat. All the spirits come out. All spirits of fear, spirit of slavery, come out. Seeking the approval of man, come out. Call out. Let it go. In Jesus' name, I break your power. I break the power of rejection. I break the power of the curse of illegitimacy. I break the power of lust. In Jesus' name, I break the power of unbelief and doubt, lies and lying. I break the power of death, fear of death, wishing I was dead. Go. In Jesus' name, I break every yoke off of every person's neck in the name, power, blood, and authority of Jesus. I break the power of fear of abandonment, fear of being left, fear of being alone, fear of being told I was weird, fear of the consequences, fear of dying. I break the power of all fear. Every spirit that came in through sweeping things under the rug, bitterness, resentment, anger, hostility, hatred, resentment, anger, bitterness, come out now. In Jesus' name, I break your power. In Jesus' name, rebellion, come out, lies and lying, come out in the name of Jesus. All sexual demons that came in through being controlled, come out now in Jesus' name. Haughtiness, pride, arrogance, boastfulness, egotism, trusting in man, all flesh, all demons are trusting the flesh. Come out now. I break every curse that would cause them to run when no one's chasing them. I break every curse that would cause a driven leaf to make them run when there's nobody chasing. I break the power of rejection in Jesus' name. Self-hatred, self-bitterness, unforgiveness of self, confusion. Confounding, I break your power in the name of Jesus. You have to go. Depression, sadness, moroseness, I command you to go. Wounded spirits, I command you to be healed. Command you to go. I bind up their broken heart. I press them out. I bandage them. I soften them with oil. Every spirit that keeps them from walking in victory, I command you to go. Every spirit that causes them to live in defeat and failure, come out now. I break every curse spoken over them in the name of Jesus. I break the power of rejection, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the boastful pride of life, contention, strife. I break your power, jealousy, envy, all attention-getting spirits, every spirit that causes them to act out to give attention. Come out now, all brat spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus. Spirit of a brat, spirit of pit throwing, come out now. Button-pushing demons, come out now in Jesus' name. All hurt, all sadness, all moroseness, come out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you have to go. Praise you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Lord, we lift you up. Move upon him, Lord, with your mighty power, your healing power, your delivering power. I command back problems to go. I command cancer to go, bitterness to go, unbelief has to go. In Jesus' name, contention, strife has to leave now in Jesus' name. Antichrist spirits, come out. Spirits that came in through pornography, you come out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break your power. I break your power. All the demons in eyes, come out. All the demons in hands, come out in the name of Jesus. All masturbating demons, come out in the name of Jesus. We break your power in Jesus' name. All the works of darkness, spirits of death, spirits of darkness have to go. All spirits that came in the womb when they heard they were going to be aborted, go now in Jesus' name. Perfectionism has to go. Religious spirits have to go. Pharisee demons have to go in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we break your power. In Jesus' name, chameleon demons, come out. Spirit of a chameleon, you come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, lethargy, apathy, Ahab, Jezebel, come out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, heresy, come out in the name of Jesus. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Every spirit that keeps them from decreasing so that Christ can increase, come out. Come out now in Jesus' name. In spirits of lust, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the boastful pride of life, shame, come out in Jesus' name. Defilement, unclean spirits, come out now in Jesus' name. Every spirit that hinders victory, hinders overcome. All spirits that have caused them to be overcome and overwhelmed, leave now. Depression, discouragement, despondency, despair, hopelessness, come out now in Jesus' name. Every lie that tells them that things are not going to be different, you come out in Jesus' name. Every demon that lies to them that they can't have a demon, come out now, you spirit of Leviathan, come out. Python, Jezebel, Dagon, out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, praise you, Lord. Bless you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Fear of man, you have to go in Jesus' name. You can have no part in these people any longer in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bind them to a spirit of boldness, a spirit of strength. I loose them strength and boldness, love, joy, peace, love, suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. In Jesus' name, praise you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord, that whatever we find on earth is bound and whatever we loose on earth is loose. I loose them, Lord, to be what you created them to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. When you feel a release, lift your hands and sing with me. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Bless you, Lord. Lord, fill me with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control in Jesus' name. You know, the minute you repent, demons start leaving before I even say anything. How many of you felt things leave as you were repenting before we ever said anything? All deliverance is to give yourself to God and resist the devil and he'll flee. Amen? It's not any kind of big hokey thing. Praise the Lord. You can do self-deliverance. I've been doing self-deliverance for years and years and years, and I thank God. Amen. Bless you. Love you. Love all of you. God loves you more, though. Amen. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.